CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca. Applications for Cohort 10 of the Pathy Foundation Fellowship are now open. The Pathy Foundation Fellowship is an intensive, 12-month experiential learning opportunity for graduating students to lead a self-directed project in a community they have a meaningful connection with. Fellows are provided with comprehensive training, personal and professional development coaching, $40,000 in funding, and wraparound supports to design, plan, and implement an innovative project in their community. Submit your application today at www.pathyfellowship.com.
Born down in El Paso, where the tumbleweeds blow, to the middleweight champ of all Mexico. Dad fought many bloody battles, and he raised four sons. Chavo was the oldest one. Old man Gory could pop like a live grenade. Raised his boys in the way of the trade. Hector and Mondo, young Eddie G. Chavo meant the most to me. Look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. He came from Texas seeking fortune and fame. Rose pretty quickly to the top of the game. Defender of the downtrodden, king of the hill. Tag team champion with Al Madrill. Before a black and white TV in the middle of the night, I'm lying on the floor, I'm bathed in blue light. The telecast's in Spanish, I can understand some, and I need justice in my life. Here it comes. Look high, is my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. Red shoes Dugan, holding his arm high, all out of breath. I hated all of Chavo's enemies. I would pray nightly for their death. Descending like fire on the people who deserved it most. Almost completely unknown, outside of Texas and on the West Coast. He was my hero back when I was a kid. You let me down, but Chavo never once did. You called him names to try to get beneath my skin. Now your ashes are scattered on the wind. I heard his son got famous and he went nationwide, coast to coast with his dad by his side. I don't know if that's true, but I've been told it's real sweet to grow old. You look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single from Savannah Shea. Dropped on November 8th, A Living Dream is the lead single for her upcoming three albums. A Living Dream draws inspiration from a mantra that Savannah's grandmother has held throughout her life: I have a dream life. Initially interpreted as a reflection on a beautiful life, this phrase transformed after her passing into a powerful mantra of manifestation for Savannah. Now, I have a dream life serves as both a reminder of gratitude for what's being created and a source of encouragement during challenging times. A Living Dream delves into the blurred line between dreams and reality, exploring themes of heartbreak, love, and a search for meaning. A Living Dream features the titles of every track across three albums that will be released by Savannah Shea on November 15th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream A Living Dream by Savannah Shea now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
folks gone missing like teeth. The sidewalks are watching me think about you. Sparkled with broken glass, I'm back with scars to show. Back with the streets I know will never take me anywhere but here.
Like the night is ours to know. We are back. That was Nourished by Time with Hell of a Ride right here on your Friday morning indie wake-up call for November 22nd, 2024. Crazy to think that we are already moving towards the end of November, towards the end of 2024. Prior to Nourished by Time, we had Orville Peck with Midnight Ride. Love that track. We had the Weaker Thans with Left and Leaving. We actually even heard some music from Savannah Shea. We had her new release, which was A Living Dream. Also in that music block, we had The Mountain Goats, Legend of Chavo Guerrero, a ballad dedicated to outstanding luchador Chavo Guerrero Sr. If you're a wrestling fan, you may be more familiar with Chavo Guerrero Jr., the son of Mr. Chavo Guerrero, and of course a member of the legendary Guerrero wrestling family. Love that track by John Darnielle. Very poppy, very fun, however still infused with that same kind of acerbic bitterness that he often directs towards his stepfather. The two did not have, as you could surmise, a particularly rosy relationship. Also in that music block, we had, and I love this guy, I love that I got to play him, Ronnie James Dio with Rainbow in the Dark, which I think is an undisputed classic of like the hair metal genre. We had Hysteria by Muse, sweet bass line, Viking Death March by Billy Talent, and Smoko by The Chats on this kind of loosely themed wrestling edition of the Friday Morning Indie Wake-Up Call in the lead-up to next week's Wrestling School of Rock professional wrestling show with money going to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are still available, although they are moving quickly. So head on over to iwacanada.ca, buy yourself a ticket. That money is getting put towards CFRC and the outstanding work that we do here in the Kingston and Queens community. One final note on wrestling. Last Friday, I mentioned how I was on the way up to Montreal to make my ring announcing debut for Main Event Wrestling. And folks, it went fabulously well. They announced me as being a representative of CFRC, which I think is neat. Although we're all the way in Montreal, we're getting that CFRC brand name everywhere. Went extremely well. I'm really happy with it. The promoter was very happy with it. So I think, knock on wood, I'll be back for their next show in 2025, doing what I do best, yapping incessantly and often at a volume level that is frankly concerning. Okay, folks, getting back into it, we're going to continue with this format for today of starting off with some harder driving stuff and then easing into some more straightforward, kind of laid back stuff. It's that nice kind of ebb and flow. We're riding the roller coaster, so I figure let's get back into the music with, I think, and maybe underrated isn't correct, but it's not one of the most celebrated Smashing Pumpkins tracks. You don't hear it on the FM band, but I love playing it because it's just such a fun, like, driving classic rock song. This is Cherub Rock right here on your Friday morning indie wake-up call.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true friend loves you just as you are.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we are pleased to present a song from Forged Rain's new album, High Horsepower, released October 25th. This high-energy album from one of CFRC's very own volunteers showcases the artist's signature blend of electronic dance music infused with retro twist. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream High Horsepower now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Freak Show right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And we are back for the last time today on your Friday morning indie wake-up call. We kicked off our music block with Cherub Rock by the Smashing Pumpkins. We heard Reservoir by Pup. Far Side Bathroom by Pacu, Pacu, Pacu. The classic Bleed American by the eternally underappreciated Jimmy Eat World. And that was In View by the Tragically Hip, because we are in view of the upcoming wrestling show about a week away. But another fun thing I want to hype up, folks, is next Wednesday, so that'll be the 27th, CFRC is having its Radiothon funding drive event, where instead of having the overnight rebroadcast midnight onwards, we are going to do 24 hours straight of locally produced programming. We're going to have a lot of really cool new episodes of established shows that maybe aren't always on Wednesday slash early Thursday morning, but we've got special broadcasts coming up. So that's Wednesday, November 27th. We're going to be going 24 hours straight with the very best in locally produced programming. So I hope you'll tune in then. I myself, I'll be on at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. with the 8th grade dance playlist. Trust me, it's going to be excellent. And then the next morning, so Thursday morning at 6 a.m., I'll be doing something called Listening Baldly as a lead-in to the incredible Lauren Tucker and their program, Listening Queerly. So we're going to have a lot of fun. That's next Wednesday into Thursday morning. 8 a.m. Wednesday morning to 8 a.m. Thursday morning. Radiothon, we hope you'll join us. For the time being, we're going to end out today with a release from one of my favorite albums of the year. We're going to play Beckner with Euphoria to take us home on this Friday morning indie wake-up call. Donate. Go to the funding drive. CFRC.ca. Donate. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. All right. See ya.
irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead.
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line, AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
On Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center for an immersive evening with writer and artist Renee Gladman, whose work inhabits the spaces between crossings, thresholds, and geographies as they play out at the intersections of writing, drawing, and architecture. Through her talk, Gladman will guide us through a spectrum of thought where sentences become drawings, drawn lines orchestrate sound, and music articulates the unknown. A conversation follows the artist's talk, moderated by independent curator and scholar Safia Syed. Visit for tickets and details. In partnership with Black Studies, the Revolutionary Demand for Happiness, Queen's Department of English, and the Kingston Grand Theater.
On CFRC 101.9 FM, every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce,